with one simple message, which was, I like you. And by the end of his career, he was sending out 13,000 greeting cards a month. Do you guys know who the greatest salesperson in history is?
Bill Gates.
is this by numbers or is this?
The Guinness Book of World Records. Greatest salesman ever.
Donald Trump.
No. It's a guy named Joe Girard who started his career in Detroit as a shoeshine boy and later had jobs as a delivery boy, stove assembler, home building contractor. Thrown out of high school, fired for more than 40 jobs, kicked out of the army in 97 days. At the age of 35, everyone called him a loser and a complete failure. And at the age of 35, he walked into a car dealership in the great city of Detroit and begged the sales manager to give him a job selling cars. Joe went on to sell a car his first day, his second day, and his third day. He went on to break sales records, not only for the city of Detroit, state of Michigan, or the United States. He sold so many cars that the Guinness Book of World Records named him the world's greatest retail salesman for 12 consecutive years.
Holy shit.
How'd he do it? He prepared to persist. And this is part of my coaching, but I'm going to get to the bottom line here. He sent greeting cards to every single customer he'd ever had.
Absolutely.
Every single month, 12 different cards, one a month. He hired someone to draw these cards with celebrating everything from birthdays, anniversaries, every major holiday, everything in between from Halloween to Groundhog Day with one simple message,
which was,
I like you. And by the end of his career, he was sending out 13,000 greeting cards a month. A typical car salesman back then sold an average of 4 to 5 cars a week. He sold 4.5 cars per day. In his best day, he sold 18 cars. In his best month, he sold 174 cars because he prepared to persist. He knew that if the average customer met him when they were 30 years old, and that person bought or leased a car every
4 or 5 years,
yeah, and drove until they were 70, he had a chance to sell the same customer 8 cars.
That's such a smart... Like he played the long game too. That's something that I think so our society forgets is the long game. And by the way, when I was in my 20s, I forgot it too. Like, you know, you're looking at closing this deal now, right? And what I learned the hard way is, you know, this is a long game. In the end, the race is with yourself, but the people around you are all going to be around you. And so you got to remember, like, you know, closing a deal isn't, if the deal you're closing isn't good long-term, you might be short-term gain for long-term harm. And that's one thing that I always kind of try, and when I'm talking to people about their business, I'm like, listen, you might be able to close this deal and make, it seems like the most money you'll ever make. It's $5 million. But I'll tell you what, you are smart enough that over your career you can make 50, but you close this deal right now, everybody on the other side is not going to work with you again because it's good for you and not good for them. And there's such thing as too good of a deal. And people don't realize that.
Preparing to persist is all about rigorous follow through.
Yep.
It's about flipping defeats upside down. It's about expanding victories into bigger ones.
Absolutely.
Which I love. I love that you're taking that same one and reselling it 8 times.
Yeah. When you think about persistence, I mean, just think about it, Ryan. High school kids, to get them to understand the level of persistence needed. When a young man wants a young woman, he's persistent. He's pulling all the tricks out the back.
It's true. You're right.
That's how I would look at it. Like, this is how you illustrate to a young person what persistence look like. Because when they want something, they're going to go get it. And so when I'm talking to athletes.
Well, my 8-year-old can tell you about persistence.
Yep. And so when I'm looking at a young person and I'm thinking about, you really don't want this. Because some people come to me and say, man, I want to be an NBA player. No, you don't. because you're persistent about this. So persistence to prepare, like when you're preparing to be persistent, everyone has that in them.
So it's interesting.
It's the way you pull it out of them. And that's what Rand's doing, which is amazing.
I get the same thing a lot from actors or producers. I can't tell you because I think, I don't know if I've set a record, but I've broken probably 20 A-list actors that before our movies were either completely unknown or, had smaller roles. Bradley being one of them. Limitless was his big breakout hit. But I get to this day, so many people that come and say, I've wanted to be an actor more than anything. Anything. Why? Why do you want to be an actor? And called their 17. Tell me what you've done to act. 98% of the time, maybe 99, what comes out is they don't want to be an actor. They want the life of an actor.
There we go.
They want to be famous. They want to have pictures. They want to have money. They want people to want autographs. But when it comes down to the heart of it, it's not like, well, I just feel connected. I love being a character. Since I was born, I performed. So few of them, and it's like actually want it. They think they want it because they want what they think comes with it.
That goes back to the planning exercise that I talked about before. Where does passion fit in
in
your ultimate goal in terms of what you want to be doing?
Right.
And it begs the question, can you be successful without being passionate at what you do?
Absolutely not. You can make money, but success is not always measured by money.
Right. So it's interesting for me because my passion, which is helicopter flying, like my absolute passion, I have set records, although Guinness said they were putting me in and then just said that they can't, there's no world standard for this, so they couldn't. But originally they did call it anywhere, which is fastest commercial license ever, which I definitely have. Getting your private license is fast. Yeah. Getting your commercial is really hard because you're legally allowed to go get a job to pay to fly other people. And usually in helicopter flying, because it's all physics and it's not unlike plane flying, there's no, autopilot. They say you have 1 hour in the beginning, 1 hour before your brain just gives up. And so most people can't fly more than an hour a day when they're first learning. And I would get up and I'd fly 6, 7, 8 hours. And I had a house in Maui. I'd go fly to Maui and literally fly with the firefighters in 70 knot winds just to learn. And I would literally.
You wouldn't fly from California to Maui.
Not in a helicopter. I'd go to my house in Maui.
And then I'd go fly.
My friend owns the company that has all the firefighting contracts there.
Oh, cool.
So I'd go fly with them because it's the hardest place in the world to fly. There's always 50 or 60 knot crosswinds coming around and you're landing in, the most densely populated rainforests at 5,000 feet where you're like, there's trees everywhere and the helipad's smaller than this room. It's interesting because that was my passion and everybody was like, you can never make money in helicopters. And I actually bought kind of a helicopter business for, with partners, but bought it to offset the cost so that it was a write-off because of how much I was spending, right? And interested enough, by flukes, it just kind of built where it's like, well, if we add a helicopter, my fixed costs stay the same and my operating costs come down, so I'll lose a little less. And then if we add another one, and then all of a sudden we had this firefighting contract in there and it was like, okay, so we're fighting fires for California. And then we like won because they were my helicopters, so I kept them up very nicely. So all of a sudden it was like we were getting the number one ratings of all the helicopter companies because I was treating them as mine, but yet they were going out in the field. And then all of a sudden we were getting U.S. forestry contracts, and then we were getting SoCal Edison contracts, and then we were buying another helicopter and another. And all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I'm making real money from this thing. And it was purely from a passion, but it was completely. So I always tell people, it's interesting that when I look at today, that the business that I think is most stable, because it's government contracts, and it came completely out of a passion and unexpected, and I just followed that passion.
That's crazy. That's great.
Well, listen, you've given us, I don't want to steal all your secrets that you give to your triple VIPs, but I'd like to be one of those triple VIP clients, so I got to figure out how to offer
it. Anytime.
You have given us such good sound bites and just information for people to take, any walk of life, of how to really take that next step, no matter what it is that they're doing. You know, it, like I said, it could be someone who wants to open a restaurant. It could be someone who's starting a tech company. It could be someone who wants to write a book. And I feel like of all of our episodes, like of the one, if you're looking of like, what, how do I prepare my thoughts for my next step in life, that people should watch this episode?
Yes,
because you're hearing it from a person who has built and pivoted in some of the, built some of the biggest companies, but also pivoted through five different fields and shown success in all of them. And now coaches the best in the world, or, you know, people of how to be the best in the world, that how to be successful, but also how to figure out what you want in that success. And do you really want what you think you want? Mm-hmm. And I got a lot from today, so I really appreciate it. I hope that we can continue the conversation.
Yeah,
I want to learn more.
Exactly. Yeah, we can. I want to give one more example.
Please do.
Of an ingredient that I think is important to success, and that is being different than everybody else. Because if you just do what everybody else does, you're going to achieve mediocre results. That's the exact definition of mediocre. So a lot of our viewers on my podcast, In Search of Excellence, are students or young professionals. I get asked all the time, what should I do here or there? And I got a call from my daughter's boyfriend at Wisconsin. It's an amazing kid. I love this kid. Says, I have a job fair tomorrow. What's your advice? And, you know, he's listening on my podcast. He was looking for detailed advice. And I said, how many companies are there? How many do you want to meet? 80 companies. I want to meet 14. Okay, well, you're going to Google the people before. And I said, well, that's the problem, Randy. We don't have their names. I don't give you the names in advance. I said, all right, well, let's think about how to solve that problem. How can you stand out more than any other person of the 300 or 400 people going there and be different and being number one prepared of all those people? I said, what's the layout of the room? Give me the physical layout of the room. Is it a rectangle? Is it a circle? Or, you know, how big is it? Are they tables? Mm-hmm. Do they have signs where they are? So he laid it out. They have signs. I said, do people have name tags? Yes. From 5 to 10 feet away, can you see the names on people's name tags? Yes. Perfect.
Google.
We've got it now. So I said, are you bringing one of those leather folders, 8x10 folders with the resumes in there? Yes. I said, okay. Can you put 20 high-quality note cards? He doesn't have a lot of money. So I said, get quality note cards. Thin is cheap and weak. Thick is solid and strong.
Yeah. Right.
Can you fit 20 in there evenly spaced so it doesn't look like a softball in the middle that you can't close it? Yes. All right, you're going to be the one of the first ones there. You're going to do a drive-by. You're going to, all 14, you're going to get the names of people. That's going to take you a half an hour, right? We did the math, how long it's going to take you to go around. You're going to go into a corner. You're going to look these people up on LinkedIn. You're going to jot down 3 things about each of those people. You're going to go back. You're going to be the only person out of 300 or 400 people there who knows anything about any of their backgrounds.
That's so amazing.
And they're going to ask you, how did you get this information? And it's the plan itself that's going to give you the home run.
Such a good plan. That's awesome.
But then that's not enough.
It's not enough.
Go for the grand slam.
Which is? Yep.
So I said, get the note cards and pre-write them in advance. Because you just have to fill in the last sentence. You got to fill in the name. They're all the same. You know, Chris, it was so great meeting you at the Wisconsin Fair talking about Chris Inc. I appreciate you sharing your insights. I look forward to hearing back from you soon. Andy, 30 minutes you have to go drop off that handwritten thank you note. 30 minutes, that's it. You get all this terrible advice. Oh, send an email thank you note. You know, handwrite the fucking thank you note.
Nobody else
drop
did that.
It off.
No, not a person.
It was a foregone conclusion. How many interviews did he get?
All of them.
All of them. It was never in doubt.
Because he's probably the only person that dropped off a handwritten note and had any information on it.
He was the only person who had both.
By the way, that is standing out by far is the most important. Differentiating yourself.
So many of our interns, I think I told you, we have a summer program, 36 interns. We have 6,000 applications this year for 36 spots.
Wow.
And it's a teaching internship. And all I hear from...
Which company is this for?
They work at my venture firm. They work on all of our portfolio companies. Work on Sandy. They're going to be working on my show this summer.
Oh,
it's a teaching internship. 8
Can
to 6.
Can you spell Sandy for the audience?
Yeah, Sandy is S-A-N-D-E-E. Sandy.com. We've Sandy. Built the world's largest beach database by cataloging more than 100 categories of data for more than 100,000 beaches in 212 countries.
So incredible. I mean, that's like, I don't even know how to comprehend that, but okay.
So, thank you. It's a passion. We're going to have a huge exit one day. Company's going great. Our traffic doubled last month. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
Doubled in a month.
Things are jamming and revving right now. But back to the interns, do you know how many of them tell, my daughter goes to Cornell, one of the finest schools in the country. The placement office says you have 48 hours to send a thank you note. I think that's the worst piece of advice I've ever heard.
Mm. Yeah.
An hour. And by the way, get the thank you note. And here's something as well, is you're on a Zoom, you're in California, they're in New York. I'm going to send the email. Okay. FedEx your thank you note.
Right. Handwrite.
FedEx the note. You'll be the only person. If you FedEx a thank you note, you're going to be the only person in the world who's ever FedEx that person a thank you note. That person will remember you forever.
So
they're
going
to be teaching about you. It's a small world. You never know where they're going to end up. You may, if you get the job right now because of the FedEx, but they're going to be teaching that, telling their boss. You won't believe what this person did. It's memorable forever. Stand
so
out.
Good. It's
be
so good.
Different.
Be different.
It's $20. You're spending $20 for a lifetime impression.
Yep.
Of how great you are, how creative you are, how different you are. And that is so important to my coaching, to overcoming failure. Don't just do what everybody else does.
Stand out.
Be different. Stand out. Don't be afraid to stand out. And have the courage to be the only one on an island.
You got
to
be prepared to be the one on an island.
So the courage, that's where we get back to the anxiety and overcoming it. We say, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yep.
And that's where it all starts with, is taking the step to not be scared and actually doing it to go on the island alone.
And the more you prepare, the less scared you're going to be and the more effective you're going to become.
Absolutely. The more you're prepared, for sure. And I look at that and go, God, I wish I would have actually had that advice, because a lot of it, I just went in, you know, guns blazing. Well, thank you so much. I mean, this is awesome.
This is awesome.
It was a
right.
real
so
pleasure.
To see you.
Like,
appreciate
I really,
you.
Great. Thank
God,
you.
God, awesome,
I mean,
man.
So
great.
Much.
Appreciate
so
you.
Much.
You want to do our...
Yeah, we do the outro. Great minds think alike. I'm just, you know...
Much of what you talk about is so much of what we talk about in general. And it's just
great,
like...
Great minds think alike.
And I've learned so much today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's great. It's reassurance that it is... different steps and different ways to attack it, but the persistence, the doing the work, the preparing, it'll never go anywhere. Those are ingredients for
forever.
Success.
Forever.
And the success of it is the failure. So you're doing it in regards of what's going to happen on the outcome. This is a part of who you are. You have to show up, because, you know, this is big. People that you meet, you normally meet their representative. You never meet them. But eventually, you're going to have to show up.
I think that goes to your whole, have you had dinner with them? How many times have you met their kids? Have you met their wife? Have you, like...
Because you keep meeting the representative. Like, you're like, whoa, I want to know you. I don't want to meet the representative.
Well, you're meeting the pitch man.
Meeting the pitch man. And so you have to get a little bit deeper with the self-reflection, so that you don't show up as somebody else that you didn't even know you were. That's huge. That offer your self-reflection. So, guys, once again, my guy Ryan ran. This has been a great show. We learned so much. Make sure you drop comments below. And if you haven't, make sure you subscribe to this channel today. Also, turn on that post notification so that every time we drop, you're notified and you can share your experience with us. Drop your comments below. We're out.
Including the trolls.
Including the trolls.
We love to answer those.
We love the trolls.
Haters.
The haters.
Come on, but we love the more successful we are, the more the haters.
But we actually love to respond.
We love to respond.
We got one professional one.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you soon.
So much.
Thank you.